Track 13, Eco Warriors. Three men from Norfolk are aiming to complete a record-breaking 2,800-mile row this month while raising awareness to combat ocean pollution. Sarah Harris finds out more.
Luca Fieser, Kutu Sarayas and Matt Seeley are set to take on the challenge of a lifetime. Rowing 2,800 miles across the Pacific Ocean from California to Hawaii and documenting all the rubbish they come across as they go, the three friends hope to raise funds and awareness for the Ocean Cleanup Charity. The Ocean Cleanup Charity is a not-for-profit organisation that aims to clean up 90% of floating ocean plastic pollution with the technology that it develops and scales. Luca from Norwich, Kutu from Wyndham, and Norfolk-born Matt, also known as Team HODL, Hold On For Dear Life, will set off from the harbour of Monterey on June the 12th. On their route, they will pass the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, the largest accumulation of ocean plastic in the world, and will cross the finishing line in Nawiliwili Bay on the island of Kauai. Explaining how the idea emerged, Luca says, "I came across the Great Ocean Cleanup Charity, and it fascinated me how large-scale their work is, yet how few people know about it, so I wanted to shine some light on it. I felt that the difficulty they face in raising awareness is that the cause is so far away in terms of relatability. There is no emotional bond. We originally thought about sailing the Pacific, but decided that rowing is a greater physical feat and would get more attention. Should the trio complete their journey in the proposed 45 days, they will break a world record for the voyage by a three-person crew, which currently stands at 60 days. It's believed that the voyage has only been completed by 81 people in modern times. Luca, who is the only seasoned rower in the group, has been the driving force behind the grueling expedition, which has taken 18 months to prepare for. The planning has been all-consuming, he says, from meeting sponsors and attending events for the charity, to posting on social media and the physical and mental training. There will be a lot of external factors to contend with, so we have had to think about how to build resilience into our training, manage our sleeping patterns, and mitigate risk with scenario planning. At least one member of the crew will be rowing at all times, 24 hours a day, stopping only to eat and sleep in a small covered area on the boat. They will have to consume more than 5,000 calories a day to maintain energy levels and withstand the cold temperatures. The men have also been working with Norwich-based mindset coach Floss Andrews, who has previously worked with the Premier League and Norwich City Football Club to establish core team values. Luca says, "One of our main values is team before self. The psychological element of working as a team is such an important factor. With a fundraising target of £50,000, the challenge is supported by a host of sponsors, including local companies Broom Boats and Hollinger Print, as well as national businesses, such as lead sponsor E-Energy. Harvey Sinclair, CEO of E-Energy, says, "Our partnership with HODL is a natural extension of our commitment at E-Energy to a cleaner, greener future. Many view climate change as an insurmountable challenge, but efforts like that of Luke, Matt and Kutu go to show how every action, big or small, moves us one step closer to achieving our collective goal. Together we hope to create a lasting legacy towards the global transition to sustainable practices and protecting our oceans for generations to come. If you would like to donate to the challenge, visit gofundme.com/F/Pacific-Ocean-Row-4-Ocean-Plastic-Pollution.